the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Wagon. Hey! How y'all doing today? Happy Monday. All right, so let me get to it. Happy to have y'all here. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. I always have to say that because I'm humbly grateful that you actually take the time to tune in and listen to me and my shenanigans. So, yeah, thank you. And I feel like you tune in not because you want to hear everything that I have to say so much, or that I guess you want to hear it, but like what I have to say isn't anything new. I'm not like coming up with any of these things, you know, like this isn't God, and there's nothing here that is innovative or new. What I am is just a constant reminder. What the Disrespectful Lady Show aims to be, what Dr. J wants to do, is to constantly remind you of just how great you are and just how wonderful life is already, and that we are enough, that you are enough. So I think that you guys tune in because I just like to give constant reminders. I like to constantly remind us that we're all winners, you know? We're all doing great things. We're all doing big things, just surviving every day. And it's enough. And everybody's going through some stuff. So take it easy on everybody. Let's not judge each other so harshly. Let's not beat each other up. Let's not take it to the extreme level of hurt just because we're hurt. Like, last podcast, I was talking about Krishan Rock and her tattoo. I call that young and dumb, because when you're young, you do dumb stuff, you know? Dumb it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do when you're young. And hopefully as you grow and you mature and become an adult, quote unquote, you make better decisions, but Lord knows I'm grown and I still make dumbass decisions. So again, be patient and don't be so quick to judge others for the choices that they make and for the decisions that they make, because real talk, we all just do dumb stuff. So I just kind of wanted to come on here and remind us of that. And in saying so, you know I gotta tell y'all about Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion, okay? Wow. Two black women. I appreciate my black queens. And I just want to congratulate y'all. And keep doing what it is that you do. And Nicki, take it easy on this young woman. Take it easy on this young woman. I mean, she's a young woman. She's in her 20s. She's gonna do young and dumb it. You understand? She's gonna do young and dumb it. And not for nothing, Nicki, you've done young and dumb it too. Why do we have to fight? Why do we have to attack each other? Why are you hating on this beautiful black young woman? Despite her choices, those are her choices. We have to try not to judge each other, because again, we've all been there. We've all done dumb stuff. And listen, this industry is tough. People do a lot because most of the people in this industry are broke. And they have to kind of do things that they may not necessarily want to do or would have done had they not been in the positions that they're put in, because financially they're struggling. See, that's why I love where I'm at in life. I'm older. You understand? I ain't gonna call myself old. I'm just older. And money don't move me. And it's great to just be able to get on here and just share my journey. And for all of you that are willing to come along on this ride, I'm going on a trip to a knocking place. Doo 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 da da. Little Einstein. Okay, I just sang, you know. Yeah. So I'm going on this trip. And I am so enjoying this journey. Like, this is so much fun for me to just get on here and just do my little snippet and talk what I want to talk and say what I want to say. This is my journey. Like, this is the best part, because I read something today, like, if you're not happy right where you are, what makes you think that you're going to be happy when you get there? Wow, right? So deep, so profound. Not, okay? Just again, the reminders that I want to give you and I want to leave you with. These are just the reminders, like, yo, you kind of got to be good where you at. You kind of got to be happy where you at. You got to be okay with yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to know that you're great already. So when you do finally get to where you're going to want to be at, you're still great. You're still happy. You're still living the best, because the journey is the best part. All these years of going to school to get to where you got to get, it's like, that was the best part. Not just having that doctor in front of my name. It was the years that I put in to become and to get that DR in front of my name. That was the best part. The memories of classes and the friends, that was the best part. It wasn't just getting the degree. It's like, okay, you got the degree. That's it. So live and be happy and laugh along the way. Laugh at yourself. You're going to trip and fall. Laugh at yourself. Laugh through the journey. Laughter is an amazing, amazing medication. Laughter can cure you. Laughter, I'm sure you've read this. Again, let me remind you, okay? Laughter cures all. So sometimes you have to stop and look at yourself and look at your surroundings and just laugh, because there's something better, there's something greater, and when you get to that better and greater place, you're just going to continue to laugh. Yo, this is the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Don't forget, drink your water, mind your business, suck in your belly. Yo, that's some real stuff that I be saying. I know you people think it's just like, oh, she just clipping it with, drink your water, mind your business, suck in your belly. But real talk, water is the only thing that cleans every cell in your body. You understand? Drink water. Water. Water will clean you. Water will make your skin glow from inside out. Water will revitalize you. Water is that thing that we all need. So again, just my reminders. And thank you for tuning in. Please continue to tune in and share with a friend. You know, this journey we're about to be on is crazy. I can't wait for 2025, but let me enjoy 2024 today, Monday, January 29th. I'm going to enjoy today. So I ask that you enjoy today as well with me. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. Again, I'm your host, Dr. J. Mwah.